What's good, y'all? Welcome back. Hope you had a good week. I had a good week. And you already know what time it is. I know. Let me stop down. This is a slow beat. I'm just going to do a little two-step right now. Hey. Anyways, y'all. Man, how y'all been? How was y'all Valentine's Day? Was it good? Was it great? Y'all couples out there, y'all had fun? Was it a good time? I bet it was. Yeah, I hope y'all had y'all good Valentine's Day. But no, I actually had a smooth Valentine's Day, you know. I gave my stuff, you know, some love. I watched some movies on Netflix. You feel me? I went go out to eat. Had myself a nice little breakfast, you feel me? Went to church. Praise God. Amen. Hey now. But I hope y'all had a good Valentine's, y'all. You know, hope it was good. But, you know, you already know what time it is. We about to commence into the hot topics for today. And one thing that's not giving us love, y'all, is this weather. I gotta talk about it. This weather. You know, I can't speak for everybody that's, you know, down south or, you know, all the way out west. You know, in California or like Florida, you know. It's actually, Florida's a little bit cold too. Don't get it twisted. It's been in like the 30s and the 45s. Florida not used to that. But this weather has not been showing us any love, especially in the northern states, northern Midwest. Guys, I'm from Ohio. It's been snowing like crazy, y'all. It's been snowing like crazy out here, man. The weather is ridiculous. It is extremely cold. So, people, stay warm. Dress up. You know, it's going to be cold, y'all. It's going to be cold for the next couple of weeks. So, I need y'all to stay warm, man. Yeah. Y'all keep y'all little fingers and little toes warmed up. You feel me? Because this weather ain't playing with y'all, man. It smack y'all with this cold, harsh winter. And it's, whew, c'est la vie, man. I'm telling you, man. Next hot topic for today. You already know what today is. No school, y'all. You know why? Because it's President's Day. It's President's Day. And you already know it's Black History Month, too. So I got to talk about my president, Black, my Lambo, Blue, Barack Obama. You feel me? Hey, man, Obama, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your 8 years. I really appreciate it. We've done a lot, you know. Now, other people don't say you did a lot. But, you know, you did a lot for me, you know. I never thought I'd experience a Black president in my lifetime. So, you know, I just want to say, yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, man. Obama, I feel like he was a good president. He was a good president, man. He was just so cool, laid back, but he was very determined, man. He rebuilt a lot of damage that was going on in the United States, man, because we were just, when Obama came in, we had Bush. Yeah, we had President Bush. And, like, it was just a lot of stuff. It was like America was downhill. It was going downhill. And Obama had to work to build it back up, man. Like, unemployment rate was at a high. You know, like, everything was just going downhill. And, like, Obama just, like, you know, we got to turn it around. And I feel like he did the best that he could do. Now, could he have done more? Absolutely. Every president can do more. But I feel like he did a good job during his 8 years. So, it's Black History Month and it's President's Day. Barack Obama, Mr. Obama, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being the president for 8 years. I know it was difficult. I know it was hard. But you did the best you could. I just want to say thank you. All right, y'all. And we're going to commence with the question of the day. From Mr. Nate Russell, a.k.a. D. Nasty Nate. Go follow him. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to do that, y'all. So I actually did this game last week. So I got to shout these people out, first of all. They did a little game. I did a little game on Instagram, and they won. Shout out to them. So my winners, Kiera and my boy Landon. So follow my girl, Key. On IG, at ki.randi, R-A-N-D-I. Now follow my boy Landon at the, so T-H-E underscore Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N underscore Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Follow both of them on IG because they won a game that I did on IG. So shout out to them. There we go. Now, back to the question. Shout out my boy Nasty Nate. Go follow him on IG, Twitter, Snapchat at the Nasty Nate. But anyways, this question, y'all, is it better to have loved and lost or never loved at all? Ooh, this is kind of perfect after Valentine's Day, huh? Thank you for the question, Nate. And to answer that, I don't think I would say it's a good question, but I think people get confused. I want to say never loved at all. I'm assuming this probably focuses more on relationships, but I'm going to make it in general thing. You can't never loved at all. You know, it's not possible. You can't say I never loved at all. No, because you love something. Whether it maybe was a relationship, or maybe it's sports. You love something, you know. You love something. Everybody loves something. Now, and that deals with society. Everybody has loved something. Everybody has lost something. It happens. It's called life. But for that scenario, I'd rather have loved than lost. I'd rather have loved than lost. And because with love, then I lost it. That just shows you that it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. Or that love was only supposed to last for that time period. And that means that the love that I need or the love that I have for someone or something, you know, is on its way. It's on its way. So you already know how I say it. You just gotta build yourself love. You feel me? You gotta build yourself love. So I'll give you an example, you know, with the question. I love football. Did I lost it? I guess. I mean, I don't play no more. So I lost that type of love, but I still got love for it. Or shoot, we can go to... I mean, it seemed like he's kind of focusing on relationship because, you know, past, you know, Valentine's Day. So, yes, people, we have loved somebody. I loved a couple girls. I said I love you. I love a couple girls. I did. In my past relationships, I did. However, you know, we lost that love. You know, we broke up. Things happened. But it just shows you that wasn't the one you were supposed to truly love. And that the real one that you're supposed to love is going to last for a lifetime. It's going to last for an eternity. Y'all going to get married. Y'all going to live the best life you can. And then grow a family. Grow a dynasty. So that's how I look at it. So I would have love and loss because I know that I can love again. I know what type of love I want and what I need. And I can go out there and go reach it. And not thirst it. Actually, let me scratch that back. I know what love is because I lost it. And I know what I want in love. And I know what I need in love. But I can just focus on me, love myself, and wait for the right love at the right time and give all my love to it. That's a better answer. But let's commission to the main topic. So I know y'all seen the title, and I know y'all might be a little confused because we did talk about forgiveness in season one. Why are we talking about it again, Sean? That's a great question. I feel like we should talk about it again. And I feel like the first time I talked about forgiveness in season one, I was still kind of, you know, working on it, still freshly new to the podcast, and so I feel like I should just, it needed to be addressed again and needed to do better this time. So we're going to do that. We're going to commit into that. But I have a story for y'all, and the story is actually from my grandfather, Mr. Ruel Barksdale. He's a professor at Columbus State, a.k.a. I call him G-Paw. And G-Paw, what you got to tell him? What's your story?
Let me tell you this little story. In 1994, in the African country of Rwanda, a nightmare of unimaginable darkness occurred. Rashawn, in 1994, 1 million people died in 91 days. As the world turned its back, as if it couldn't see, Hutus went on a government-sponsored killing spree, and their intent was to kill every Tutsi that they could find. During this mass genocide, a 24-year-old student named Immaculée Ilibagesi hid from her would-be killers in the bathroom of a Hutu priest. She hides as she hears the screams of her countrymen being mindlessly slaughtered. She and eight other women hide in a tiny bathroom whose door is covered by a large wardrobe cabinet. She hides as the soldiers slaughter her mother and father. She hides as the soldiers strike the head of her brother with a machete. She hides as her entire family is wiped out. Rashad, at the end of 91 days, the jail keepers have captured those who sought to kill her. As peace comes back to the country of Rwanda, she's taken to the jail where the murderers of her family are. And the jail keepers drag the people out of their cell who was responsible for the killing of her mother and her father and her brother and her family, and they throw the murderers at her feet. And they ask her, what should we do with these men that killed your family, that killed your mother and father? What should we do with them? And she looks down at the men groveling at her feet. And with tears in her eyes, she says, I forgive you.
I forgive you. What? I forgive. After you killed my family, have you slaughtered everybody that I loved? She said, I forgive you. In today's society, we don't forgive each other. We don't forgive each other. If you hurt me in the slightest bit of way, I hate you. I don't forgive you. I can't trust you. I can't respect you. You are nothing to me. And we have to get out of this mentality. It can't be like the Old Testament, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If someone hurt me, I got to hurt them back. It has to be to keep the same energy. I got to get the same energy to hurt you back. No, we can't be like that. We have to forgive. And hearing that story, there's no excuse to forgive. She went through so much. The Rwanda genocide, look it up. There's a movie about it. I want to say it's the Rwanda Hotel. There's a movie about it. Watch it. It was a massacre. People slaughtered every day for 91 days. And this girl saw the killers at her knees and said, I forgive you. Wow. Guys, we gotta forgive. If we wanna have peace in our life, if we wanna feel good, we have to forgive those who hurt us. We have to forgive for those who caused us so much pain, who hurt us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We have to forgive. And I know it's hard. I know it's not easy. It's something you can't just forgive. Oh, I forgive you. And then move on. No, it takes time for forgiveness. But we have to. We got to do it if we want to feel better for ourselves. And that's another thing. That's crazy. Not only to forgive others, for people that hurt you, you gotta forgive yourself. If you hurt somebody else, you gotta forgive yourself. And I think that's the hardest thing to do. I think, you know, it. Don't get me wrong, it's hard to forgive others. Don't get it twisted. But it's even harder to forgive yourself. It's even harder to do that. It's crazy. But we're going to break it down. We got three sections. Release, refocus, resolve. Release. Forgiveness, release. It release what? It release your pain. It release your anger. It release your grudge. It release your hurt. It release your vengeance. I gotta get vengeance. I gotta get them back. No, it release all of that. You let it go. You let go all that emotion that's been building up in you for so long. You let it go. Forgiveness help you to let it go. You feel light. You feel you can move. So you feel lifted. And when we start to forgive ourselves and we release all that negativity, all that pain, all that emotion in our bodies, we can focus. We refocus on the people that hurted us. We refocus on our purpose, the positive of the situation. The positive of the situation. There's a lot of negatives in situations. There's a lot of negatives in life. There's a lot of ups or a lot of downs in the roller coaster. But a lot of people focus on the negative but not focus on the positive. When we forgive, we focus on the positive of what happened in that situation and how we feel good and how it could have been a lot worse. And then lastly, resolve. The resolve part is your peace, your joy, your happiness, you moving forward. Because you not forgiving, it holds you back. When you holding a grudge or holding that weight, it slows you down. You can't move. You can't move how you want to. You can't be where you want to be because you're still holding on to things in the past. And the past always want to pull us back. The past always want to pull us. Remember what he did to you? Remember what she did to you? Remember that pain that you felt? And it comes with flashbacks? Hey, I just want you to feel that again. Oh, you see them? Remember what they did? Remember what they hurt you so much? Or it might not even be you. It might not even be you. Remember what they did to your family member? Remember what they did to your best friend? Oh, yeah, no, we still feel that. We don't forgive them. Even though they don't have to deal with you. Well, we don't forgive them because they hurted your family member. They hurted your friend. No, we don't forgive them. We can't forgive them. And it keep on slowing you down each and every time. And then you stand still. You can't move. And you wonder why. Why do I keep on standing still? Why can I not move? It's because you can't let go all that emotion that's built inside with you over these years. But when you let it go and when you refocus, when you refocus on what you got to do and you refocus on the positive of the situation and you refocus on I'm at a better state. You feel good inside. You feel real good. You forgiven. You letting go. You're moving forward. Now, granted, you can forgive and don't forget. You know, that's a famous slang, you know. Because, you know, you want to be alert so that, you know, that hurt and that pain doesn't happen again. Absolutely. But don't let that forget make you turn into a grudge. Don't let that forget push you away. You know, don't do that. Forgive, but don't forget. But don't let that forget take control over you. Be alert, but don't let that take control. Still move forward. I'm going to give y'all another story. And this has to deal with me and my brother. During the time, earlier in the stage of college, he wasn't my brother. I'm still building a bond with him. But right now, he's a really cool guy. He's a really great friend. And we had a great crew. We had a great system around us. But I heard it that friend. In the worst type of way. Was I trying to do it intentionally? No. I wasn't trying to hurt him. I wasn't trying to be a jerk, nah. But I hurt him in the worst type of way, y'all. And because of my actions, people gave up on me. People cutting me out. People who I call friends, and you know, even though they're my friends, I still call them family because that's how much love I have for them. They cutting me out. The friends that I really close with and I build with in my early stage of college, they shutting me out. They was like, yo, you did that? You hurted him? I can't rock with you. I'm done with you. And they have every right to. Even though I didn't deal with them, they had every right to. But the person that I hurt it came up to me and said, I forgive you. After what I did to him, after what I did to him, he forgave me, y'all. He said, I know that's not true, and I know that's not who you are. Bruh, you ain't even know me. We only got to know each other for a couple months. But for him to say that, he saw the best in me. He saw my worth. We go back to episode 2. I seem like, why are we, you seem like we going back to episode 2 a lot? But he knew my worth. He knew that I was better than that. He knew that I made a mistake. He knew that I wasn't trying to come at him. He knew that was unintentional. But after everybody else gave up on me, he didn't give up on me. And I respect him. And I love him to death. And after that day, I knew, that's my brother. If anyone else want to cut me out, so be it. But I know, that's my brother. I know that it was a sign of God. That's your brother. And I love him each and every day, man. I always apologize to him. I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry for that time. Like, bro, it's been, that happened a while ago. Why are you still talking about it? I know, I'm just sorry. But I love that dude, man. He really showed me how a brother's supposed to be. He really showed me that brotherhood. Because earlier stage in my life, I didn't really had a brotherhood. I didn't really had this is how a brother's supposed to be. This is how brothers supposed to treat each other. Granted, I never even had brothers to begin with. I had a couple sisters. You know, a brother and sister relationship is totally different from a brother and brother relationship, or even a sister and a sister relationship. But I never really had that. But I experienced a lot heavily on this is how a brother is supposed to be, and this is how a brother is supposed to treat each other. And for that, I thank that man each and every day. And I'm probably going to call him after this and like, hey, I love you and I appreciate you. But y'all, if Jesus Christ, y'all already know I'm a Christian. If Jesus Christ died on the cross from us and said, Father, forgive them for what they know, for they don't know what they doing, for they not know what they do. Thank you. We can forgive. We can forgive, y'all. We can heal relationships. We can heal brokenness. We can solve the impossible. We can make visions clear. We can make confusion to an understanding. But it starts with us. We have to forgive. Forgive others who hurted you. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But we can do it. We can do it. And then forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. That's the hardest one. And like I said, from the even to the promo video, it's hard looking at the window. No, it's easy to look at the window, but it's hard to look at the mirror. Because we don't want to deal with ourselves. We don't want to fix ourselves, but we'll love to help others. We'll love to be there for others. At times, to a certain extent. But do we really help ourselves? Do we really? But that's it, y'all. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, release. It release what? All that pain, all that hurt, all that confusion. And then when you let go, you can refocus. You can refocus on the positivity. You can refocus on what you gotta do. You can refocus on love. You can refocus on happiness. You can refocus on building back the relationship if you want to, but building back to the relationship that the people who hurt you. Maybe that was your best friend. Or, you know, refocus and fix a relationship with a family member. If you want to, you know, you don't have to. I ain't telling you how to. But it helps you refocus, and at the end, it resolves. It resolves the grudge. It resolves the weight that was on you, and now it's lifted, and now you feel good, and now you feel at peace and at ease. But guys, we gotta forgive. We gotta forgive ourselves. We gotta forgive others. And I'm telling you, when we start to forgive, peace will be in our lives. We will feel happy. We will feel at ease. Nothing can stand in our way negatively. We'll be seeing things positively. All right, y'all. Let's commence into the call-in section. We have our first caller for today. Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
How you guys doing? This is David Williams from Cleveland, Ohio. Glad to be here.
Mr. Junior. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. It's an honor, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. God has, you know, blessed me with wonderful opportunities.
Man, all the time, man. God is good, man. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you, bro. I know you got big things at your way, too.
Appreciate you. So for today's episode, we talked about forgiveness. So my question is to you, which is harder, forgiving others or forgiving yourself?
That's a good question, man. I feel like the harder option would be to forgive yourself. Mm. A lot of people don't tend to practice forgiveness for themselves, and that's a deep down cut that, you know, tends to bleed on other people.
Facts. Yeah, that's deep, bro. But anyways, man, I just wanted to say thank you for calling into the show, man. I appreciate you as always. And, you know, we definitely gonna have to have you on this show, man, here soon, for real.
Definitely. As long as, you know, you got time for me, man. I'm willing to, you know.
I'm gonna make time for, man, Cleveland find it, but I gotta make time for you, bro.
Make time for Mr. Junior.
I definitely gotta make time, bro. All right, man. Stay up.
Appreciate you, man. You know, make sure y'all tune in to the next episodes of Sunny Shine.
Yes, sir. Our next caller. Call, please state your name and where you from.
Hey, I'm Janae Thompson. I'll go by Nate. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Period, sis. What's good, sis? I miss you, hey. Sis.
I miss you so much, like, for real.
I want to say I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. I'm seeing on social media. Keep it going.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Same
to you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So today we talked about forgiveness. And my question for you is it hard to forgive others or is it hard to forgive yourself?
That's actually hard. I think it's actually harder to forgive yourself because you know, especially if you've been through a lot, seen a lot, like, you live with guilt, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a shame, and I think we beat ourselves up so much, and we're so quick to forgive others because we want the approval from others, mm. but we don't take a step to think about our self-approval and what we like and what we want. So I honestly think forgiving yourself is harder than forgiving other people.
Yeah, you're right. Well, since you the second caller of today, you already know what time it is. You are the lucky caller for today, and the award is, since I miss my gift to you for your birthday, I'm going to cash up you
$10. Okay, $10. I get some wings and fries.
Right, you know, that's 2 for 4s, you feel me?
Absolutely, with a drink, strawberry lemonade, too.
All right, babe. Thank you for calling in, sister. I really appreciate you.
No problem. Keep tapping into his show, and I love everything you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
And that is it for the call-in section, y'all. Hey, y'all, let's definitely call in more on the show. This coming up Friday, I'm recording episode 5. The call-in section will be Friday at around 10 p.m., the number to call is 614-680-3464. But yeah, man, call in the show. Y'all have an opportunity to be on the show. Call in. So make sure y'all call in for the next episode so we get more callers on the show. And that's pretty much it, y'all. But I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a great week, young kings and queens. Be the best you can be. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Let's move forward with life. We'll see y'all next Monday. Shawnee Shawn out. Peace.